Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us at the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at 101 Pier Street. And speaking of Powell Broadcasting, a shout out to our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who is making a speedy recovery from some recent surgery. And on behalf of Mr. Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Chris has been our sponsor for over a decade, and we remain so grateful. Folks, today I'm pleased to be joined by a first-time guest who many of you know is the owner of Crumb, Mr. Jake Hawkins. Jake is also the vice president of Buy Fresh, Buy Local, better known as the Sioux City Farmers Market. Jake, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris.
We're thrilled to have you, and we have a lot to cover, and I know that our focus is going to be on the farmers market. I won't let you get off our airwaves without also, though, talking a little bit about your personal entrepreneurial experience and vision for Crumb Bakery. But before we get there, we like to introduce our listening audience each Saturday morning to our guests. We begin by asking, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Sure. So I originally grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and then I came up here 98, I believe, to go to college at Briar Cliff. And ever since then, my family and I have been in town and been part of the community in different fashions. Our kids go to Helan High School. My wife works at the Diocese of Sioux City. So we are a big part of, Sioux City is a big part of our life.
So is your wife from Sioux City originally?
She's actually from Holstein, Iowa.
And you grew up?
In Omaha, Nebraska.
In Omaha, and attended Briar Cliff. And is that where you and your wife met?
We did. She came over to work at Briar Cliff right after I graduated and started working there as well. So that's where we met when I worked in IT. And then 18 years later, we're still married and kicking around Sioux City.
So I'm going to begin here. Where did you grow up in Omaha? I'm a little familiar with Omaha. What side of town?
I went to Scott Catholic, so the west side of town.
Okay.
Back then it was 114th Center, was pretty far west. Now it's changed quite
a bit.
Tell
you what, Scott has an excellent athletic tradition, and particularly in wrestling, which was one of my old passions. But what kind of things were you involved with as a high school kid, Jake?
My parents put me to work, like either do sports or do a job. So, I started working at a Burger King for a high school job. And then I decided to quit that one day without telling my folks. And then my dad hauled me down to his place of work, which was a HVAC shop. So a small family owned business where he worked all of his life. So, I got some experience with working with a small business and all of that. So, that was a motivator for me to go to college and get a degree in information technology.
So did you know when you started college that you wanted to be in IT?
Yeah, it was back when the internet was popular or starting to become popular. So that was just the kind of the career of the time to get into. And I went to college for IT, and that's what I've worked in ever since.
So tell us about your experience at Briar Cliff. Did you meet your wife right away?
I think she started in the fall of the year after my graduation. So,
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that was when we met.
And how long have you been married now?
18 years.
And how many children?
Three.
And tell us about your kids.
So our oldest is 23 and she's in Des Moines. So she works as an accountant. She graduated from BV 2 years ago up in Storm Lake. And then our younger two are, Caleb. He's in junior at Helan, and our youngest just started her freshman year at Helan as well.
Very good. And in addition to your role with the Sioux City Farmers Market, you're an entrepreneur.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about your family business.
So we started Crumb back at the end of the at the beginning of the pandemic, at kind of from an idea at our house. Our neighbors, when everybody said to quarantine with your family, our neighbors, we live so close to each other, that's who we hung out with. And that's what became kind of the spot where they would come to get fed, either by dinner or desserts, or we even got into doing mixology at the time. So we were tossing around the idea of starting a business, and our friends and family at that time were encouraging it. So in 2021, I believe, is when we actually started Crumb as a business out of our home. And one of our first areas that we got into doing our offering in town was with the farmer's market.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Jake Hawkins, the owner of Crumb, and he's also the vice president of the Sioux City Farmer's Market, sometimes referred to as Buy Fresh, Buy Local. And in the second half of the program, we're going to dig deep into the farmer's market, which has an opening here just around the corner. And Jake, before we get there, tell us about what you learned and what you might share with others, whether they be someone who wants to sell at the farmer's market, whether they want to sell at outlets other than that. But importantly, what entrepreneurial lessons did you learn, and what advice would you share with someone who might be listening that says, well, I'm thinking about it, but I'm afraid to take that first big step?
Well, my recommendation or advice would be to take the first step. Not having all of the answers right up front isn't as scary as it seems. Through my work with Crumb, the farmer's market, and some of the other places I'm involved with, there's a ton of resources available for small businesses to get help. The Chamber is one. Iowa's West Coast Initiative is another. There's just a lot of resources available. And once somebody makes that decision to start that small business, people are willing to help and willing to be there for them.
And what was this a family business? Was your wife part of the process in the startup? Did the kids get engaged?
My wife was part of the, you know, discussion on if we would start one from a time perspective. The idea of the bakery has been, or having a business has been something I've wanted to do. The getting involved with, or I should back up, doing the bakery stuff was actually a stress reliever from my day job. So when I was working in IT and needed something to change gears and blow off a little steam, the bakery baking stuff was the release for that. So, on the weekends when we're doing the farmer's market, the family's all involved with everything that we're doing. You'll see my wife down there early. The kids will come down after they wake up because they're teenagers, but everybody chips in, even sister-in-laws and moms and dads come up from Omaha and Holstein to help.
And so as we talk about the farmer's market and your business Crumb, and you said, I'm gonna start selling there right away. Was that a successful venue for you?
Yeah, we actually wanted to start with just a Wednesday and a Saturday at the farmer's market. But because of the time that we joined, they were looking for more vendors to fill in some Saturday slots. So what we thought was going to be one or two times at the market on a non-busy day and then a busier day turned out to be four Saturdays in a row where we witnessed our products being there, a demand for them. We kept track of sales and all of that stuff. And week after week, we saw the sales grow. So it was kind of a good indication that we were on the right track.
Well, you have built a phenomenal company. Everybody loves Crumb. Tell us where the name came from.
It was just sitting around one day and throwing around some just basic names of stuff that we could relate to the bakery business. And Crumb with a period stuck out as something that we would try. So we put it into Microsoft Word, drug down on some fonts, and then it seemed to fit. So we kept it.
And your slogan is?
Good scratch food. So we pride ourselves on trying to make everything as possible from scratch. There are some areas where it doesn't make sense from a cost perspective, but we try to make every bit of what we make from recipes that we make.
And it's phenomenal. And if you have not had their products yet, where can they find them?
So when we start the farmer's market, that'll be the easiest part. So every Saturday from May till October, then you can find us online at crumbbakeries.com or on Facebook at Crumb Bakeries. And then we can be reached at our phone at 712-833-8150. We do custom orders, and we actually outgrew our home bakery license. So we have a space on 4th Street at the Art Sucks Gallery at 515 4th Street, where we do a lot of our custom order pickups and occasionally do pop-ups down there as well.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is Jake Hawkins. Jake is the owner of Crumb. He's also the vice president of Buy Fresh, Buy Local, known as the Sioux City Farmers Market, which was a great avenue and outlet for him to launch his company, Crumb, Good Scratch Food, I will remind you. If you want to experience the farmer's market, we're going to talk about that extensively in the second half of our program. It's open from May through October. And if that doesn't work for you and you want to get some of those crumb cookies, maybe for the upcoming graduation party, maybe a family reunion, Administrative Professionals Day is around the corner. Don't forget that. Call 712-833-8150. And Jake, tell me before we just shortly before we go to commercial break, is it your presence as a vendor at the farmers market that led to you becoming more involved in a leadership role?
Yes, it is. That seeing what the farmers market does for the community and the families that come down and take part in everything that the market has to offer just is something that I, when I was a vendor, I was appreciative of the customers. And then when we had some opportunity to become more involved with the organization as a whole, it's just been something to help keep that that activity alive.
And the farmers market first day is?
The first day is May 4th, and that goes from, like you said, May to October, every Wednesday and Saturday during that time, from 8 until 1.
So 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock beginning on May 4th. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back with the vice president of the Sioux City Farmers Market, Jake Hawkins, after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us for the first half of the program, you know that my guest today is Jake Hawkins. And many of you know Jake as the owner of Crumb, an outstanding bakery in our community. And Jake, it's been about 4 years now?
I think closer to three, but closer it feels to three. Like four.
Okay. And in addition to his role as the owner of Crumb, Jake serves in a volunteer capacity as the vice president on Buy Fresh, Buy Local, also known as the Sioux City Farmers Market. And Jake, as you said in the first half of the program, May 4th correct. Is the opening Saturday, available from 8 until 1. You can get Crumb bakery goods at the farmers market, but there's so much more there. Tell us about what people will see at the Sioux City Farmers Market.
Sure. So we, the biggest thing of the farmers market is the farmers. We have, I think 6 to 7 produce vendors that are growing things that are from around the area. I think most of our produce vendors are within a half an hour to an hour of the Siouxland area. So that's the big draw for it. And then, We have a ton of vendors that have come in that offer everything from we have a dog bakery to different types of food vendors to different crafts and all of that stuff. So it's a day that a family could come down, pick up some fresh produce for later in the day, later in the week, and then shop the rest of the vendors and find other things that are interesting for them.
And Jake, it offers so much. For those who may not be familiar with the location, where is the farmers market in Sioux City?
So we are directly west of the Tyson Event Center in what they call the suite parking lot. It's, I think, Triview and Pearl is the corner of the lot. So any Saturday or Wednesday, if you're driving by the Tyson Event Center, you'll see a parking lot with a bunch of canopies and activity going on. That's usually us.
And the farmers market has been around for, it's got to be 20 years now.
It, in its current form, it's been around for 15, but before that, they were trying out different forms of a farmer's market. So I know at one point it was in the building that's now the firehouse bar on, what is that?
Fifth I'm old enough to remember that actually, Jake. So I go back a little ways, but there's been some leadership changes and some growth of the farmer's market. Tell us a little bit about that and tell us what people can expect with the new leadership.
Sure. So leadership changes came because the two of the gentlemen that started the market had been with it for 15 years. So they did their time. They grew it to what it is today. And
that's a shout out to Lou Weinberg and Roger Caudron. Fair
correct.
Enough.
Yep.
So to Lou and Roger, if you're listening today, thanks for your many years of dedication. But as is always the case, there's a time and a season, and Roger and Lou are passing the baton to a new cadre of leadership.
Correct. Yep. So we have, at the end of last year, Roger and Lou retired. So we, as a board, elected a new president. Her name is Audrey Brown. She has been with the market for about the same amount of time as Roger and Lou. So she brings a lot of the history and experience and knowledge that a new board would need to continue on the work that those two started. And then our board is made up right now of a mix of vendors and patrons that help advise us on what we're going to do for the market season and how things are going to be run.
And I think that it's important for people to know that if they have a product or a service or something that they want to feature, they're welcome to reach out to you and talk about becoming a vendor at the Sioux City Farmers Market.
Correct. Yep. We have on our website, we took some time this past season to update it. So all the information about how to become a vendor, what our vendors, when we get into the season, it'll list our vendors and what they offer and all of that will be on the website as well. So all of our contact information is there. The website is SiouxCityFarmersMarket.com, and people can go out there anytime to look around and see what we have to go have going on.
And for those vendors who have been with you for a long time, they obviously have found success in that marketplace. They have a steady stream of customers, great event, great location, and there's an atmosphere and an ambiance that really can't be found anywhere else.
Correct. It's a good mix of all sorts of different shopping experiences for our customers and our community. Like I said, our goal this year is to get our patrons to come down to the market and spend the entire day with us. There's so much to do from the vendor perspective, but also as a board, we're looking at ways to incorporate different events and things like that. So it's a great thing to do on a Saturday or Wednesday.
And it's always there. And is it weather permitting or is it rain or shine?
I think the only time that the farmer's market has ever not been at the location is if there's tornado or lightning. Other than that, if it rains, if it's cold, if it's super hot, or if we have perfect days, the vendors are usually pretty rugged and stick it out.
So be prepared for all kinds of weather. That said, this is also a farmer's market that takes cash, that takes credit cards. There's a lot of different ways. And I think some people even exchange goods.
So I think some of the vendors barter for sure. I don't know if the vendors will barter with customers, but yeah. So
does that mean you've traded cookies for a thing or two over the years?
Not me personally, but my kids have figured out what the barter system means. So they have their favorite vendors that they'll walk down to and trade out our products for theirs. So
nice.
They benefit from it.
Nice. But there are people take cash, people take credit cards, people take checks. It basically depends on the vendor.
Yep. It's up to the vendor on what they take. Even I think some of them take different kinds of government assistance as well. So if like food stamps and any of those options are there, but it's up to the vendor to decide on what they're taking for payment.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 on your AM radio dial and 94.9 on the FM side. Our guest is Mr. Jake Hawkins. Jake is the vice president of Buy Fresh, Buy Local, also known as the Sioux City Farmers Market. Somewhere in that 15 to 20 year range, we're not exactly sure how many years it's been, May through October, on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., a great place to be. And Jake, farmers from around the area gravitate to this farmer's market, and there are fresh vegetables and fresh foods. There are crafts. There's a little bit of everything.
There is. So like you said, the farmers come from all over, and I would recommend that people come to the market frequently, because with the farmers, their products change from week to week. They grow what they're growing, and it's ready during different season times. A couple different things that we're adding to the market this year based on some patron feedback that we got last year is we're going to have an information booth so that when people come into the market, they can walk up to the booth and find out exactly where a vendor is or what a vendor is offering. Our sponsors will have opportunities to have their information there. And then we're going to introduce, for the entrepreneur side of things, we're going to have a booth that we're going to dedicate towards encouraging young entrepreneurs to come out and try the farmers market for a little bit. And then the biggest probably addition to what we're doing is to give a little bit of a nod to Roger and his dedication to the market is we'll have a demonstration booth where we have our vendors demonstrate different things that they can do, that customers can do with products that they buy and use or buy at the farmers market and take home. So the bakery will do a quiche demonstration. We've got somebody lined up to do a flour organization demonstration. Then I should mention too that the entrepreneur booth is going to be a nod to Lou's dedication to the farmers market from a financial perspective.
And Jake, for those who may want to get involved as a vendor, where do we direct them?
The website is probably the best place to go. That's Siouxland or SiouxCityFarmersMarket.com, and there's a whole section dedicated to the vendor's application process, the season and question and answer section. All of that stuff is either out there or it's being built right now.
So again, that's SiouxCityFarmersMarket.com.
Correct.
And all the information about becoming a vendor is located there. I think it's important that we underscore that we're also supporting local farmers. We're supporting local business owners. We're supporting people right here in our community when we buy at the farmers market.
That's correct. Most of the vendors come from Sioux City. We have a few that are from like the Omaha area, but that's very few. And then the rest of them are within a 50 to 100 mile radius of Sioux City.
Well, Jake, we wish you every success this season. Thanks for all the hard work that you and your team put in. Again, a shout out to Lou Weinberg and Roger Caudron for their years of dedication. Yep. and their persistence in seeing this project through. Great to see you and a new leadership team taking over. If we can ever be of assistance at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, we are a phone call away. We appreciate everything you do, and I hope that I'm biting into some of those crumb cookies again before too long.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
We're thrilled to have you. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as the host of Grow Siouxland. On behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, we want to thank Jake Hawkins. Not only is he the owner of Crumb, an outstanding bakery here in Siouxland, he's also the vice president of Buy Fresh, Buy Local, the Sioux City Farmers Market. Make it a point to get out there Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the parking lot just west of the Tyson Event Center. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.